You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And I have to say, I feel like this week's topic is a little bit overdue. Throughout the pandemic, in fact, throughout the previous 80 or so episodes of Spotlight On, you'll have probably heard me talking about a website called stream.theatre. It was a platform that was set up during lockdown to effectively create the world's first exclusively digital theatre venue. And over the past year, we've seen so many different shows or general theatre performances and productions be made available through stream.theatre. And I, for one, am so incredibly grateful for everything they've done to prove to us that the theatre industry has remained alive and kicking throughout the pandemic by allowing us to witness some incredible performances in our own homes. Like, I have to say that easily some of my favourite theatre things that I've witnessed during lockdown, heck, even just some of my favourite theatre things that I've ever seen in some cases, have been made possible because of stream.theatre. Things like Cruise and Eurobeat and the Live at the London Coliseum concert series. Stream.theatre really has become such an integral tool to bringing theatre to us and making it accessible. And you might be thinking, but Ella, theatres are opening again properly now. Things have stopped streaming online as much. What's the point in mentioning it now? Well, two things really. First, I realised that I'd never actually done a designated Spotlight On episode on stream.theatre, despite it being one of the most commonly mentioned platforms in this entire podcast series. So I felt that giving it its own shout out was deserved and a bit overdue. And secondly, yes, even though we can now go back to the theatre in person, stream.theatre is still running. If you listen to Showtime's live Halloween special on urn1350.net this week, then you'll have heard me talking about A Killer Party, for instance. Now, A Killer Party was one of my favourite things that I've watched during lockdown. It has an all-star West End cast and follows a group of characters at a murder mystery party after the party host really does get murdered. A detective is then brought in to try and solve the crime in a non-stop singing and dancing way. The songs of it are genuinely so good, and the way the story develops and the twists and turns that it takes across the 9 episodes, just so clever and funny. And I mentioned it on Showtime this week because A Killer Party is now back and ready for you to watch on demand on stream.theatre until the end of November. I will put the link in the post here if you want to give the trailer a watch and book to see the show at your convenience, because honestly it's so, so good, I really do recommend it. But that's just one thing that stream.theatre has to offer still. There's links to all of these in the post here, but you've also got every single episode of the Theatre Channel musical TV show, which was originally hosted through the Theatre Cafe in London. There's Alice Fearn's Intermissions concert series, which we talked about on Spotlight On a couple of weeks ago. There's a brand new musical version of Lady Chatterley's Lover, which is available to watch on demand until the 21st of November. There's even Joe Evans' rock musical interpretation of Dorian Gray, to name but a few of the more sort of musical theatre-based productions available for you to watch right now. The point is, and really the reason that I wanted to mention stream.theatre specifically here on Spotlight On, is that even though theatres are back and we can once again go to see live shows, it's still really worthwhile keeping an eye on content that's available to stream online. There is nothing like seeing a live show in a theatre, we know that. But sometimes the timings don't work out, or you can't travel there, or it's stupidly expensive, or maybe you just don't feel comfortable being around that many people yet. And that's why it's all the more important to have other accessible options. And I'm so pleased that stream.theatre are still going strong and still offering that to us. So check out some of the links here in the post if anything has taken your interest, and enjoy streaming some fabulous theatre content straight to your living room. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening twice. First at 6 p.m. live on urn1350.net with Showtime for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes. And then right here again at 7 p.m. straight after that with a brand new episode of Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.